Let's focus on the red list issue, which has such potential to do real damage to the Cape economy, the South African economy, and also to a lot of people's emotional health in terms of wanting to be reunited with family in the United Kingdom. At the moment, we remain on the UK's red list, which means compulsory quarantine at the traveller's expense in a government hotel if you want to go to the UK having been in South Africa. India and Kenya and Pakistan are off the red list. We are off any kind of red list with Germany, France and the United States. Why the UK? What does it mean? Does it matter? I would suspect it does. And someone who knows about this stuff is the CEO of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, Shafiwa Shivengwa, who joins me now from Centurion. A very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you and to your listeners.
I'm sure this is upsetting you and your colleagues on the Business Council greatly.
No, absolutely. It is. It was a shocker when we had the announcement on Friday. We had done a great deal of work, to put a case for South Africa to ensure that we will be considered for reopening. And unfortunately, that was not considered and will remain on the red list. So it is something that we are grieved about, and we have been pushing forward and making sure that we remain on the issue that we need to deal with, and we get South Africa, South Africans being allowed to travel to the UK, and the UK citizen being allowed to travel back without these quarantine requirements. So it is something that we've been working on, and there's many within the travel industry that have worked on this issue, and we all want a resolution. We don't want to talk forever. We want to see the two countries receiving travelers from each other.
And they are, that is our biggest tourism market, is it not, the United Kingdom?
No, of course. Pre-pandemic, you're talking about over 400,000 visitors between from UK to South Africa. You're talking about 181 million rand per week worth of spend. You're talking about many people that are reliant on the UK businesses in terms of those travel and tourism businesses that send people down here in South Africa to other businesses here who then take them for tours. You're talking about hotels, talking about tour guides. You're talking about those that are in the informal side of tourism, the small businesses across the entire country. So we are dependent on tourists coming into the country, and the UK plays an important role in ensuring that we sustain the tourism value chain here in South Africa. So that is why we are upset. I must say that, we have been working on this, as I've said, and it's something that we want to see resolved as soon as possible, and we'll continue to work on it until it gets resolved, and we want it to be resolved sooner than later.
What is your understanding of the reasoning? Posted on Twitter, it was a thread from the UK High Commission saying it was to do with Beta variant, previously known as the South African variant, the possibility that would get around the vaccines being used in the UK, that was the concern. Is that your understanding? And if so, I presume it's fairly easy to prove that is wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the understanding. The Deputy High Commissioner have spoken about that, and they have cited that as the reason. And we have been saying for quite a number of months that the Beta variant is no longer the dominant variant here in South Africa. In fact, many scientists here in South Africa have presented that that's no longer the case. And there has been studies as well that talks to the fact that the vaccines are effective on the Beta variant. So there shouldn't be any reason related to the Beta variant if we are using science as a way of making decisions. So that's why we've been saying that this is just a little bit beyond science, because other countries like Germany, as you've said, have used science and have removed South Africa from the red list. So the UK, what type of science are they using that the rest of the world doesn't know? Maybe they should share with us. But the presence of Beta variant should not be cited as a reason for not allowing or for a reason for not scraping this quarantine requirement for South Africans who want to travel to the UK and vice versa. So that is not good enough reason to say, that's why South Africa remains on the red list.
the unspoken reason by the commission, but spoken by many on social media, is that they don't trust our vaccination process, our vaccination registration, that there could be corruption, there could be fraudulent vaccine certificates, going back to visa issues a long way back, that fundamentally they don't trust our official capacity to properly register people, in this case, as having vaccines. Are you aware of anything like that?
No, we are not aware of anything like that. And if that was the case, I mean, we're using the same vaccines that are coming from USA and many other places around the world. We're not using our own things. And the fact that we're registering people on EVDS and people are going to vaccinate, it should be trusted. We shouldn't be explaining ourselves, you know, when it comes to that. We are getting vaccinated. And why wouldn't we get vaccinated? Why shouldn't our processes be trusted? We trust their processes. We trust many other countries' processes. Yes, there have been mistakes in the past, and there may have been issues in the past, but we can't get punished for the issues in the past, if that is the case. But this, it's not something that, you know, we have been told. But I'm sure those are just speculations. But for us, is that this issue has to be resolved, and it has to be resolved urgently for the relationship between the South Africa and the UK to remain where it was, and to also make sure that, you know, friends and families that wants to travel can travel freely. Who has £2,000 to be quarantining at a government hotel for 10 days? Nobody has that type of money. You know, the economy is not doing so well, but let's at least let those that wants to travel, travel. Those that are vaccinated should be able to travel freely without any, you know, dangers of COVID. Yes, you know, they may contract COVID, but we know that the vaccines are good at making sure that people don't end up in hospitals. And I think we should at least do that.
I think you made a powerful point there. If that is the reason, if they're not trusting our systems, they've got to say so. And then it's up to us to demonstrate our systems are valid. But you can't leave it as an unspoken reason. Do you think the government's doing enough? Should, as I put it at the beginning of the show, should Cyril be on the blower to Boris, bending his ear, saying what's going on? Are we doing enough at the highest levels?
Well, I think so. I think that we have to do more. We have done some work. You know, I've seen some work from government. But there's always a room to do more. The goal here is that we are removed from the red list. Until such time that we are removed from the red list, everything else that we're doing is it's work in progress. And it doesn't bring food on the table to the tour guide who needs, you know, those tourists to come down here, to the informal trader who needs someone to buy the T-shirt and or the hats and so forth and so on. It doesn't bring food. It's just a talk. We need to get to a point where the talk becomes reality. There's action. South Africa's removed from red list. Until such time that we reach that point, everything else is a talk. And we must continue to talk to make sure that we reach that goal. But government can do more, private sector can do more, businesses can do more, and we all have to hold you know, each other's hands and get this thing done. It's not something that we should be talking about. We should be talking about how do we get more tourists to come into South Africa? How do we make it more appealing? How do we make sure that our brand image is good, more experiences, and so forth and so on? But we've got to keep on it. We've got to make sure that we open up. We've got to do what we have to do so that, you know, you know, next time when we talk about something different than this issue.
It'd be wonderful to be talking about something else with you. Our last few conversations have all been about COVID and implications. Shafiwa, thank you very much indeed. I do appreciate your time. CEO of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, Shafiwa Shivangwa, making some very powerful points there.